Most of us don't think about preparing our turkey until a few days before Thanksgiving, and Knowles begins in July. 70 plump turkeys strut around Knowles at her farm in Colchester. She rips apart a rotten pumpkin and tosses chunks to the flock.
It's just kind of a little extra treat. I think they would probably eat 20 a day if you gave them to them.
Knowles raises broad-breasted white and bronze turkeys. She orders them from a hatchery in Iowa and picks up the 4-ounce babies from the post office in Macomb. Once they get to the farm, the fattening begins, which Knowles says is harder than you would think.
Turkeys are really weird. They're real particular about the textures of things, and if you change the texture of the feed, they won't eat. Kind of like picky little kids.
Knowles starts them on a soybean meal diet, then slowly adds in garden waste, beginning with rotten tomatoes. Now they're eating everything from sweet corn to apple pulp.
You could take them anywhere you wanted to if you had a bucket of apple pulp with you.
At night, the birds roost in a shed, safe from predators. At dawn, Knowles' father-in-law shoos them out to pasture on grass and clover. She says they've had a pretty good turkey life.
They get to exhibit all their natural behaviors, and they get to strut, and they chase in bugs. So I think that their little dinky brains are probably pretty happy.
This week, Knowles will drive to a poultry processing plant in Arthur, Illinois, where her well-fed turkeys will be turned into dinner. I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.